Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Hi, guys.
Hello. We're back. We always say that, we're back.
We're with each other in we're here. Real life.
Back to life, back to reality. Dude, it feels good. Virtual was not for me. I understand it, but I'd much rather see your face.
It's the technical difficulties for me.
It's the not being able to see your face for me. That got weird. But yeah, we're in real life. It's real life. I'm out of self-isolation.
Self-isolation. You talk like this.
I talk like this now. But yeah, everything's been fine. I'm popping. I'm ready to go. I'm able to have people in my house now. I'm still only allowing Linda, but yeah, we made it.
Looks like we made it.
I love that song so much. This is a podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm Linda.
I'm Brenda. I'm Brenda. Yeah, we're a podcast now.
We're Linda.
Linda and Brenda. We're working on that theme song still, but we've been brainstorming for real. we're like 8 months now, but for real, we haven't. Last week's episode, I didn't get read. I talked a lot of shit in the beginning, and then I didn't even do my reading. My bad.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, my bad. My reading from SL.G on Instagram was badass, but... we had some technical difficulties, dude. Shit got weird. There was like a weird delay that we didn't know about until afterwards. So it was like 5 seconds of a delay to Linda. So every time
I started talking again, you started talking again?
Yeah. It was like a weird talking over each other thing. Like I couldn't save it, guys.
Girls, my
friends.
Fuck it.
But yeah, it was spot on moon. I have been talking to the moon. There's a full moon coming up. So.
That is my new saying.
I just accidentally said it.
Wow, alright.
Oh my gosh, she read me for Phil, which is a continuous thing. I've been getting dragged all week. Same things, like balance, finding a balance, being more open to receive, like get out of my Capricorn stupid ass head.
Like stop being in control.
Stop being a freak. It's really helping me because I've had to like check myself.
Did Witch Bitch tell you in the Zodiac reading yesterday or today? I think it was yesterday. She didn't do it yesterday.
She didn't do it yesterday.
I'm in love with her. Guys, we're so obsessed. But,
yeah, we're moderators now.
I don't know, but she did Capricorn and I'm pretty sure she said something like, stop thinking everything is about you.
Oh my gosh. Or was that Aries? Yes. No. Either or. It resonated with me.
Did it? Yes. I thought that was a read.
It was. It was like, stop thinking you know everything all the time, bitch. Like, let the universe talk to you. You don't know. Not everything's about you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could go for either or. I don't remember which one it was. But she did really drag Capricorn in a good way the other day. I was outside with Libor, though. I forget what she was even talking about now. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, ever.
I wish I had like a virtual, like snapshot.
Reality?
Pretty much. Like I wish I could just like refer back to her video because I am not an auditory processor.
Oh yeah, I wish I just had little screenshots like of like little audio recordings like memorized.
You know? Right, like.
Little snap.
Because in the moment, you don't want to take notes because you're trying to read sometimes. The comments and listen.
Yeah, but as a moderator, I have to read the comments, so I haven't been taking notes because as a moderator,
I already said that. We're moderators now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
We're moderators on her page.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It's Witch Bitch is Witch on TikTok and Instagram. I always say Twitter. What the fuck?
She probably
I don't even know if she is on Twitter, she but might be. I always go to Twitter on accident.
Whatever, she has a YouTube. She has...
We love her. She read us.
Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, my God. We haven't talked about that.
Go, girl.
Okay, I got a reading from her, guys. A personal reading. And it was very eye-opening. I took a lot of notes. I'm going to have to...
I can't believe you took notes.
Every note is, like, very vague, though. So, I'm going to... All right, first note, fire sign. I'm pretty sure she said something about a fire sign, like bringing our family
back. Bringing it all home,
not necessarily our family. She didn't say our family, but like bringing something, like fixing something, like bringing something like back together. And in my head, I'm thinking like the family, like not that our family is like not together, but I don't know. She said something similar to me though. Did she?
My Aries man, yeah. He's gonna like come save the day. She said he was fine.
Well, okay.
Mine, at least. I don't know about yours.
I don't think he was for me. I don't think she was talking about a man for me. I think she was saying, like, who? She was asking me, like I know. Who is the fire sign?
The fire sign?
Yeah.
Maybe she's talking about me. I'm a girl. I'm a Leo and an Aries. Rising and moon.
I said that and she said no.
Okay. Like, I'm not that cool. Okay. Stop thinking I'm so cool.
Then we talked about my relationship situation and like healing from it. I need to heal from like a past thing. Like, duh. We talked about that with a cell. Yeah. I'm healing my trauma wounds in my heart chakra from my relationship
pattern for you.
It's the but repeating it's, pattern for me.
It's legit.
Yeah. Let me see. My handwriting. I can't really read my own handwriting. Stop doubting myself. Oh, my God. Stop doubting myself. Like, stop thinking I'm a dumb bitch. Yeah, stop thinking you're dumb. Because I said something like, I just feel so, like, dumb. Or, like, I just feel like so, like, school is just so hard. I feel like I can't do it. And she was, like, looking at the card and she was like, but stop saying that because like yes you are doing good. And I was like, you're right, I have all A's.
Right. Go back to the all A's part.
It's all A's for me, but I'm not gonna be able to ever graduate because if I can't even get through I do think I'm a dumb bitch sometimes and I do catch myself thinking like if I can't even get through a science class.
You got through it, though.
I'm getting through. I have four weeks. I talk like this.
You have 4 weeks left?
I think that's how. Five.
Let's take a brizzy. What is it about boo?
Hi.
Sup?
Are we recording? Yeah. Guys, did you know that we drink now?
Yeah, we drink.
Did you guys know we've been drinking this whole time?
We're drinking tonight.
We're drinking.
We're usually drinking when we do this. Just so y'all know, drinking podcasts are a thing. It's a real gig, man. True Crime Garage, they like shout out their beers every week.
Maybe we should, but we're going to have to start getting a little more creative.
I mean, I'm a Bud Light girl. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Most of the time, I'm drinking Bud Light, y'all. I'll tell you if it's otherwise.
I'm not.
You like Corona.
I'm not. Look.
Linda, like, just started drinking beer for
this
real.
This is, like, newer for me, like, to drink beer, like, I'm not drinking it consistently. I'm drinking it, like, once a week. But, like, to drink at all. Not that I don't drink, but I don't drink.
Like, not really. I mean, you do, but
I get not sick. It's not, like, a fun thing for me. I throw up. But Corona is the one thing that makes me... Ironically, Corona is the one thing that makes me feel not sick.
Isn't that funny?
So that is what I'm gonna stick to. And
hey, go for it, dude. Corona with a lime is so good and so refreshing.
I know, maybe I should just start buying limes.
I used to do that. I used to be one. I used to drink Coronas and Stella. I went through a phase of Stella, but yeah, I'm just a Bud Light girl now. Bud Light, hit me up for your sponsorship.
We said fuck that reading.
What read? Oh shit! Yeah,
we should just reading. Skip it. Does it even matter?
She read me too.
I'll just give you the gist. I won't give any more like specific notes. She basically told me, you know, like, change my perspective. I'm on the road to success, but I'm sacrificing my happiness. And, like, whatever. My soulmate isn't ready yet. I'm not ready either, but they're out there.
Holy shit.
Spiritual rebirth talk, which I feel. I really feel that.
Me too.
And then, like, just, I have to be willing to grow, and I have to have courage and stay determined and stop thinking I'm a dumb bitch because I'm not.
That's a bougie plan.
She mentioned, like, you know, maybe getting a side hustle, and I was like, could that be the podcast? And she was like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow.
We'll see, you guys.
What great details.
Great details.
Yeah, mine with her was really good, too. She basically, she was like, what is up with all this Capricorn? She was pulling a bunch of Capricorn shit. I was like, oh, that's me. I was like laughing my ass off because she was telling me like not to listen to the Capricorn. Who's the Capricorn? And I was like, I mean, I don't know any other one but me. It's me talking to myself. And she was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Like, stop being a stubborn ass.
Wow.
Like, stop being a stubborn ass Capricorn. Like, trust your gut and listen to yourself.
That's it.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Universe Pizzeria.
Right. And she gave me, like, some unicorn card. I don't remember what she was saying now. Honestly, I was losing, like, service in the living room, so I was, like, distracted because I was walking around. But she, oh, my God, unicorn something, but then the fine-ass fireman.
Oh, my God.
She, of all things, I have not been manifesting love, like, at all, y'all. Like, I've been manifesting, like, self-love, but... Like, I have not been manifesting dudes like Linda does. Like, I mean, if nothing against that, like, go for the gold. But I just haven't been doing that with my, like, journey right now. So she was like, when she brought up love, I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, yeah, it's like a fire-ass man, like a fine-ass fireman that's coming up into your world. So look out. And I was like, I don't even know that person. And she was like, yeah, I don't think you've met him yet, but he's about to. And then I was like, wait, time out. I've been like asking for gifts from the universe, like asking for like financial like independence. I've been asking for independence. So what the fuck? Why is love coming then? And she was like, sometimes the universe doesn't give you what you want, it gives you what you need. So if you need a fine ass Aries man to come up into your life and save the day, so be it.
Oh my God, who is
it? I have no idea who that is.
He's gonna come up in here.
He said he's fine as fuck.
Does he have money?
Apparently.
That's what I'm
talking. I brought that up. I was like, but I've been like really like seeking independence. Like,
but maybe he's gonna come save the day.
And that's what she said. She was like, well, maybe he will provide you that independence to do your own shit and not have to worry about the money.
Maybe he'll have so much money and just love you so much that he just wants to throw money at you to just go do what you want to do with your life.
And he's and have fine. Your own life. I'll take it.
Yeah.
And I told her, I have an Aries moon and a Leo rising. So, like, and I have equal parts, like, earth signs and fire signs in my chart. I have a little bit of fucking Scorpio, but other than that, it's all earth and fire.
Mine are all...
Oh, no, I have one Aquarius, I think.
Mine are, like, earth and air.
No fire?
Except for my Leo.
Damn. That makes sense. You're indigo.
Yeah. I'm starting, you know...
You are.
I never really liked air signs, but then once I realized, like, all right, girl... You're an Aquarius.
They're actually pretty cool. They're when they want to be.
I hate using the word quirky because now it just reminds me of like Zooey Deschanel.
Ew.
I know.
I mean, that's not what offense. I love her in Almost Famous.
No, I love her in Elf.
Oh my gosh, me too. She sings the shit out of that song.
Almost Famous. I forgot she was in that. Yeah.
Yeah, she was a badass in that song. In that song.
Anyway, she's so quirky. But
yeah, what the fuck. Quirky.
But like, she's got Aquarius bangs. Really is like just like a quirky little, like, they're just, our mom's an Aquarius.
I have not known that many Aquarius women, honestly. Like, my experience with Aquarius is my last relationship, Omar, who is Aquarius as fuck.
When did we decide Omar was the name?
We've always called him Omar.
Really? I thought it was Oscar.
I mean, it's Oscar.
I thought, okay, because you called him Omar, made that up. Like, last episode or something.
Why did I think Omar?
Omar, but I didn't say anything.
Well, his middle name is Omar, okay? Oscar Omar, whatever. Okay. He's, like, a through and through Aquarius, like, you know.
And that's why I feel like I understood him a little bit more. Not
to yeah, y'all used to vibe. Like,
you know, I kind of understood. Not, but.
Y'all were like best friends for a while.
But they are weird, you know? So they, I, can't, yeah. I have to say he was a little.
Everybody's
weird.
It's weird. It's okay. I have some. I wish I don't have my birth chart in front of me. I do have some. I think I have one or two things in Aquarius. Excuse me.
I don't remember what age of Aquarius.
It really is about to be the age of Aquarius. Again? Which bitch said? I can't talk. Which bitch said that the night? And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
What? I have not read about that yet.
We should listen to that song and have a wig party.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, whenever it happens, I don't know what date it is, but whenever it happens, we should play that song on repeat. I have a record from them, but I don't know if that song is on it, but it's on.
I think it is. Oh my god. I think I have it.
No. If we have it, one
from I them. Have one from them.
I bought one, I remember.
So did I. I swear, it's got a pink cover.
I don't think yours is there.
Or it's like a disco album with that song on it.
Are you thinking of mine?
It's pink.
No.
I might have bought it for you for Christmas, but I bought
one. No, I definitely bought it.
I bought one at that horse shit. I did not.
The horse shit.
The horseshoes and hand grenades. Oh my god, like I sound like Forrest Gump.
The horse shit. What were you trying to say? The horse shit? The fox?
The horseshoes. Horseshoes and hand grenades. There's a place in, there's like a little place in an old town around us.
Okay.
It was fucking cool. It was like an album. That's where I found out about, Harlem. That song I always play on our Instagram story.
From a bookstore?
It was like a bookstore, thrift store, album, record store.
Oh, fun.
But a lot of like boutique, like antique shit too. It was fucking cool, but it was like a record shop in the front, so.
It's gone now?
I don't know. I think they have like a new name or something. But it was, I was going Christmas shopping for y'all. I walked in there and I like loved the freaking song that I was playing. It was that Someday Soon We'll Be On Fire song.
I love that song.
Fucking me too.
I love that song. It's so simple.
Play like a little blip of it for them?
No, I don't think we can.
I think we can get away with it. Nobody knows Harlem.
You think we can get away with it?
Yeah, because they're not that famous. They're not even together anymore.
I'll imitate it while I look for it.
Ugh. Anyway, that song was playing, right? And at first I thought, honest to God, I thought it was Daniel Johnston. And I just didn't know it. And I know Daniel Johnston. So I was like, really wanting to ask the dude working there, like, what the fuck? I love, like, is this Daniel Johnston? I think I ended up asking him, like, I've never heard this. I love
it. It does kind of sound like Daniel Johnston.
And he was like, yeah, man, it's pretty cool. And I was like, yeah, it's like, is this Daniel Johnston? I asked him and he was like, oh my God, no, it's not Daniel Johnston. It's this band Harlem, this album Hippies. It sounded like old or like Daniel Johnston. Just play the beginning of that song. It's like the first song on the album too. It hits so hard.
Alright guys, are you ready?
Someday soon you'll be on fire. Ask me for a glass of water. I'll say no. You can just let that shit burn. And you'll say, please, 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 please
let me out. Okay. Dude, how catchy is that?
Do it again.
And then they get like fucking crazy jamming.
Oh my god, it's
they
such
start
a
screaming.
Good song.
It's such a good song.
It's the simplicity for me, but also the jamming.
It's very simplistic, but I love it. It's just like old school, like fucking garage sounding rock, and I'm a sucker for that.
It's like in this.
It's almost like Velvet Underground-y in a weird way.
But it gives me the same vibe as like the sweater song, kind of. Not the same vibe, but like the same feeling in my body.
That probably is like ASMR.
I think I'm not gonna say it, but
what
I was gonna say, I think I'm
ASMR. Oh, I know, a little bit of Alexis.
Yeah,
whatever. We're a little bit of Alexis.
Sorry. Anyways,
I'm a Lamborghini, dude. I loved on the read today when he said,
"What are we talking?
Are
about
we now? Crying about it in a Honda or a Ferrari?" Did you hear that part?
I don't remember.
I That's love funny. The read, but Kid Fury did say it. I don't know if he was quoting somebody else or just saying it, but he said, girl, funny. Are we going to cry in a Honda or are we going to cry in a Ferrari?
Have you ever listened to the Friendzone?
Yeah, like twice. I haven't. I have been listening to so many podcasts as a freaky dork that I don't even have time for the friend zone at this point.
Wow, the friend zone is really fun to listen to.
But I've been doing, I've been listening to podcasts for our podcast. Like, I just listened to...
Yeah.
I listened to, like, 18 hours of Lisa Lamb for no reason, but it was interesting. But I did just listen to Hollow Earth shit.
Oh my god, are we doing that right now? I wasn't ready. I'm not ready.
You're not?
I don't know. I feel like we're vibing on... I feel like I have so much I want to talk about, but now I can't remember any of it, so maybe we should just do it.
You're going to have to set it up because you brought... You and okay. Witches brought it up, right?
All
right. I missed that part, of the conversation.
No, listen. I saw a video on TikTok, and I was like... It was like Hollow Earth Theory, whatever. Like, there's like... tall, super tall people living under the ground. There's like super tall trees and like so much oxygen and like civilization. And I'm like, all right, what? Tall people. Mm-hmm. So then
it's the tall people for me.
It was the tall people. So I Googled it. I Googled that shit. And it said like a video came up for, it was like an ancient aliens episode. Leroy, can you like get a life? Oh my god.
But anyway, sorry.
What was I saying?
Ancient aliens, something.
Oh my god, it was an episode of Ancient Aliens. And it was like, this. Okay, oh my god, where do I start? Like,
I don't know.
Okay, so first of all, there is water underneath the earth that is like 3 times the size of our oceans.
Yeah, that's where we get our water from.
It's the undiscovered oceans for me.
And that's in science.
That is on science and on growth and on oceans. Like,
and we're also, we keep quoting which book. That's on growth, that's from her. But anyway, that is on scientific growth, for real.
For real.
It's established studies in 2014.
Think about that. And I'm pretty sure they said in that video that you can only go like 8 miles under the earth. Like, that can't be true.
They've only gone 8 miles.
That's like nothing.
Eight miles.
The earth and the core and the mantle.
Yeah.
And like the shells. They said
the mantle.
The mantle.
Like, I heard right, mantle like 50, 11 times.
There's like a couple mantles. There's like different
there's
mantles.
There's different perspectives of mantle.
I don't remember them ever saying ocean or water.
What?
Has there always been water in the earth?
Oh, no. No.
Like, we didn't used to learn that.
No, we did not learn that. I'm sorry. He's treating that cog like a soccer ball, so. Mm-mm. What is up with you? Anyway, that's a new thing. 2014 was when they
discovered that there was water in this bit?
Yeah.
So, okay.
And I don't even know if all scientists, if that's, like, a fact. I think maybe they don't all accept it, maybe? I don't know. I didn't read that much into it, but they did talk about it on the podcast.
You're telling me you can only go 8 miles underneath and we don't have civilization?
Yeah. Okay,
so anyways.
It's vastly undiscovered.
Let me explain it. Okay, so under the earth, there's like civilizations of like people like that are living.
All right, Lena just had a stink bug experience. I don't know why she geeks the fuck out about stink bugs. They just are attracted to her. I've not seen one in days.
Oh my God.
And she alleges that it was in her hair. I never saw it, but...
People out there will understand.
She geeks the fuck
people
out.
People out there will understand. You guys, I have a thing. I'm not scared of many things, okay? I have a snake. Like, I'm not really scared much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as creatures go.
Except for bees?
I'm terrified of bees. I can't, let's not talk
She's
about it.
She's a freak about bees.
Let's not talk about it. I have, like, PTSD.
It's the worst.
Remind me to tell you guys about the PTSD from the time I got off the school bus one time in fourth grade.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, that's a funny story. But ladybugs and stink bugs, because those two, I know, ladybugs, they're not scary, they're good luck.
They're good luck.
But guess what? They're so tiny.
They don't get in your hair that
they're
often.
They're so tiny. So quiet. Also, remind me to tell you
they're
guys.
They're also not sneaky like stink bugs.
Oh, they are sneaky. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Remind me to tell you guys about the trick I used to play.
I can't write this down. That's too much noise.
Remind me to tell you guys about the
ladybug trick?
The ladybug trick. Anyways, all right. So ladybugs and stink bugs, because they're so quiet that they will land on you and you don't even know it. But stink bugs are different because you can hear them buzzing in past your ear.
But they're also stealth.
They're also disgusting.
They look like a fucking war machine.
For me.
Like, the shape of their body looks like a freaking Darth Vader thing.
Get out of here. Like, why do you exist?
Why are you shaped like that? Anyways. Why do you act like you're dead for 4 days and then all of a sudden you zoom in on my head?
You're dead for 4 days and now you're in my hair.
Why do you not move
for 4 days? It really was in my hair, guys. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like this, but...
And why do you stink?
They don't...
Actually,
I'll say this. Ladybugs stink worse than stink bugs.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I will agree on that. Even when they're living, they stink. You don't really smell a stink bug.
You said evil when they're living.
Even when they're living.
You said evil when... Anyway.
Is that sorry. Bad? Is that bad?
You said evil when they're living.
I mean, I didn't say evil, but...
Yeah, you did. Run the tape. Yeah, you did.
Okay, I didn't mean to say evil.
You said evil...
Evil when they're living.
Evil when they're living.
No, ladybugs are not the opposite of evil when they're living. They're delightful. So they're good luck. But they do stink. Why are you talking about bugs so much?
I want to talk about so many things because now I also want to tell you about the cardinal.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Save it for later.
Okay, all right.
We got to get back into Hollow Earth.
Oh, my God. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
You were telling a story.
That was the stink bug thing happened. That was like, okay, so the Hollow Earth. So people, oh, my God. Sorry, guys. People live underneath of us. Like, mad civilizations from, like, all over the world, like, in their artwork, like, ancient artwork. It depicts, like, people underneath the earth, like, upside down world, like, living a life, like we do, and, like.
And it's a recurring thing in, like, vast amount of ancient history, too. Like, kind of like the whole Noah's Ark, like, flood shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is, like, repeated in every culture in the world. It's like that.
People
it's like
earth.
This recurrent pattern of people believing different cultures, ancient cultures believing. Hell, the Egyptians believe this shit that if there's an underworld, girl.
There is an underworld, girl.
And... some cultures fucked with it, some didn't. Some did more, some did. There's the Hopi Indians.
Yeah.
That believe that their ancestors rose up from the underworld. Or
from
I don't know
the
what
canyons.
They call it.
They think
canyon.
That their ancestors are like still under the Grand Canyon.
I don't know the name that they say for, but yeah. There's that. There's a lot of cultures that believe in that shit. Like underground tunnels that like portals.
Okay, so the portals.
Okay.
There's two or three portals.
I have a bunch of opinions about the portals. I'll let you go first.
I'm kind of drawing a blank, but I know that there's a portal, North Pole and South. Sorry, guys.
What's wrong? Linda thinks she's an ASMR.
I keep rubbing my legs, you guys.
It's like so loud.
Sorry.
Sorry.
When I talk, what am I doing?
You need a fidget spinner.
I need a squishy, and I didn't bring one.
Aww.
Guys. I'm not, like, 12 years old, but my hands get really
weird.
Here
you go. Oh, I got you a pretty one.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
You're so pretty.
I'm
so
crying.
Crazy. Nice to hold.
I am crying. My hands get weird. They get fidgety.
I get very weird with my hands constantly.
Okay, what was it? Okay, there's two portals, the North and the South Pole.
I've heard otherwise.
There's three?
I've heard multiple, but the North and the
triangle?
South are the biggies.
Is that one of them?
Well, there's a couple gaps in the earth, like thinner areas. I heard Arizona was one.
Arizona?
Which makes sense. They see all that UFO shit in Arizona all the time.
True.
But anyway, keep
the
going.
Veil is thin.
The North and South. I think there's more than that are subtler, but those are the big ones.
So, the North and the South Pole, there's like holes or whatever.
It's not really holes. It's like, it's like they say, I've heard various different theories now, but the main one it seems is like, it's like basically 8 miles. 8 miles again.
Mom's spaghetti again.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom
to get to the
Hollywood again.
And then it's like a freaking different variations again. But one variation is like, have you heard this one? Like the zoo. It's like fucking dinosaurs live down there.
Oh my
lizard
God.
People.
Lizard.
Giants. It's like we bought a zoo down there.
Like oh my God.
The Anunnaki people. They have like that secret palace place. Oh God.
Leroy's being a
Leroy.
Fuck it.
Oh, wow. Just when I was getting to the good shit. Okay, bye.
Break time, bitch.
up.
Did we take a break on purpose?
I don't remember.
I think it was Lemurite.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Guys, okay, so we're back to talk to you about the Hollow Earth when we are on our shit this time.
Yeah, we are.
We know what we're talking about.
We're going to present this theory first.
Well,
there's multiple theories, first of all.
This isn't the story I was going to tell, but this is one aspect of it. This guy, what's his name?
Dallas Thompson.
Dallas Thompson. He, went to Hawaii. He met a kahuna, which is, a shaman.
Big up.
He met a... For real?
You're being quiet.
It feels so quiet in here without Leroy. I'm not used to it.
We better soak it up while we got it.
Oh, my God. I might need it, though. All right. He met this kahuna who's, a shaman, and, he was, floating or whatever, right?
I feel like he was transcending with the kahuna, but I couldn't tell if it was, a real life. He's, got vision from this kahuna all the time.
I believe him.
I do, too, actually.
He said that the kahuna had eternity in his eyes.
Yeah, and they, developed a friendship.
It's the beautiful...
Eternity.
Eternity for me.
Eternity.
So he said he was in the jungle, and he saw this glowing blue orb in
the
jungle.
That part made me laugh. Girl, how'd you get to the jungle?
Right.
What
were you doing in the jungle?
He's probably seeking eternity.
He's probably hiking.
Hiking.
Sometimes I hike. The kahuna said that this blue orb was spirit and pure form. In pure form. Form.
Yeah, that was intense, that part.
And that, signified a great change is coming.
Get this, though.
The sacred meteorites.
That's when shit got real. When he got to hold these sacred meteorites in the jungle, and they vibrated in his hands, but they told him some fucked up shit.
Do you think it was just crystals?
About his future. Yes.
Meteorite.
I think they were special if the shaman gave them to him.
What is meteorite? That's from the sky, isn't it?
Yeah, from the sky. He's holding the shit and he got this message.
Okay, so...
Did you write that down?
The fucked up future.
Yeah.
The
car accident.
That happened. Leroy, we can't do this, baby. We can't. Okay, so he was... he had to have, a near-death experience to, be
closer to whatever.
I cannot talk.
Closer to the, he had to, in order to, appreciate and be enlightened or whatever.
Yeah, enlightened was the word I was looking for.
There you go.
To be enlightened, he had to have a near-death experience. He had to get in this car accident, and he did in Bakersfield, California. He got in this car accident, and then
it was years later too.
He survived because they said that he had manic energy when he was explaining all this, which I understand.
Yeah.
He said, for real. They said that he always had an answer to everything, which I understand.
He never quit talking.
Yeah.
They had to interrupt him to ask a new question.
It's the manic energy for me. But yeah. he said that he was transported deep into the earth by shit that was not human, was not of this realm. He was transported deep into the earth. And he unlocked the secrets of the universe. The earth is hollow. And underneath the earth is the last refuge of humanity.
They escaped from Noah's Ark?
Basically.
Is it those people? I heard so many different theories now. They're all writing together. That's
I don't why think I asked. Those are related. But did you hear them in the video that I sent you? The guy who was an airplane guy. I was going to say
Bird. Admiral Bird.
Was he Air Force?
Fuck yeah, something like that. Navy? Something. He was a... I don't know. His name's Admiral Byrd. He worked for the military.
And he was in a plane, and he flew from the north...
This was an accident. He wasn't even trying
to. He flew over the fucking South Pole or something and said that he saw, an entrance, right? And it was, he looked
He
in.
Went in there, I thought.
I don't know if he went in or he just...
He
I
got it. Was he got in there on accident.
On accident.
I I believe so.
I thought it was just described that he was like, he looked into it and saw like a civilization popping.
Wow.
He went, but maybe he did go into it. Maybe I'm just remembering wrong. But either way, there was this civilization like had their shit together. Like yeah. It was a real civilization that was probably better than us.
Have you ever seen Interstellar?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know, spoiler alert. It's not really a spoiler, but
this movie's
go watch Interstellar. It's like the, I bawled my eyes out in a good way. It's like portals and wormholes and la-di-da. But anyway, remember that scene towards the end where like they're in that world? Mm-mm. They're in that like new place that they're living?
Yeah.
And it's like really circular. I haven't seen it in a long
time. I don't really remember the
it's
end.
It's like towards actually. The end, like they're really like circular. It's like giving me those vibes.
We might have to take a break.
What were we talking about?
That guy that saw the civilizations oh, yeah. under the earth. He saw the pilot. Signs.
Oh, wait. Admiral Byrd, and he got hushed by the guy.
He came back to the DC, and they said, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up
yeah.
and stop talking about that.
He mentioned that palace that starts with an A. I forgot to Google it.
Atlantis?
Like, no, but, like, I wish. It sounds similar, though. Like, there was three mentions of three different civilizations. One was Anunnaki. One was like Atari, like something like that. And then there was another one. Like there was three different A word. But I think Admiral Byrd said there was like that palace. Admiral Byrd. There's that palace with all those giant people living in harmony.
Why are they giant?
They're giant. I don't know.
Cause this is what I'm trying to say. If we're gonna go down there,
we're not gonna fit in. We're not giant.
Like, if we have to go down there because the earth flips in every half fucking million, half a million years, the earth is gonna flip and there's like a magnetic thing happening. And like,
the timing on that is sketchy though, because they say that the whole, what is it called? Geomagnetic.
Reversal.
It's like when the poles shift and flip because something gets weakened. Like,
the fibers.
I don't know what it's called.
The,
something gets weakened every, like, but the timeline.
The poles weaken.
The poles get weakened by something else, but.
Like, vibrations. Gravel?
Basically.
Like
dynamite or something. But magnetic poles weaken and they flip in reverse.
Flip it in reverse.
It's Leroy. Okay. Anyway, with the time frame, the timelines get fucked because some people say that it's gonna be like 11 million years until this shit happens. Some people say it happens gradually. This dude, Thompson, said it happens way sooner than everybody else said. He said it was happening in 2003. Did you get to that part?
No, I didn't get to that part.
That part. He said that this shit was going down in 2003, and he barefoot. Did you get to that part?
No.
He like lived his life barefoot after his near-death experience.
No.
Yeah.
Sounds like something
so he could stay grounded because they advised him to stay grounded.
Oh, wow. He got a grounding crystal?
Through his feet. And then...
He got a foot mask?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Like, he was just connected through his feet. And then they told him to... this is, like, the little bit part where I'm like, okay, are they voices in your head or are they, like, the voices? Like... Are they, like, just... Are you just being a little bit, like, Daniel Johnson right now? Or are you, like actually really receiving... Or is Daniel Johnson receiving shit? I don't know.
Probably. You know? What do we know?
Nobody knows.
People like that...
Know some shit.
They know some shit.
Yeah. So, anyway, what was I talking about? Oh my gosh, okay. So he thought that like in May of 2003, there was like, he was gonna get into that portal in the South Pole. He has poles flipped around too, but whatever. He had, like, numbers and time frames flipped around, but he'd already been in there before.
In the South Pole?
And they said the same thing about Bird. Like, their time frames got flipped around. Like, I kept trying to turn right today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he had this mission. He was going to go in, like, one of those, like, you know, those, like, bike-looking, like, sailing-looking things you...
fly in the sky?
Fly in the sky over the beach.
Oh, my God. Jurassic Park?
I don't know.
In Jurassic Park, they're, like, flying in those things above the sky, I think, and then they,
It's like a bike in the sky?
It's not a bike, but I get what you're saying.
Butterfly in the sky! It's like a sailing-looking thing.
Yeah, where they're, like, sitting.
Like that thing in the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizzle?
The Wizzle of Oz. Don't they do that with a bike?
Like, in she's on an actual bike. Bike. But the thing you're talking about, they're not on a bike.
They're, like, on, like, a seated bike.
It's not a bike.
They can roll with their feet, yeah.
But it's not a bike.
Okay, anyway.
It doesn't have, like, a front wheel.
He was going to take that bitch to the South Pole portal.
There's no wheels.
He had, like, a motorized bike.
Okay.
Like, an air bike.
But let me, spoiler alert. What? The dinosaur took them out in the sky, I'm pretty sure. If I'm remembering. If I'm remembering Jurassic Park right, the old one.
Well, remember that the dinosaur took them out in the sky?
I'm pretty sure the dinosaur.
I don't know anything.
They were, like, flying around in the sky on a boat. They're having, like, a boat family day or whatever. And then they... were, like, in the sky, and then, like, the dinosaurs came, and, like, am I thinking of an airplane?
I really don't even know the premise
am
of
I
Jurassic
thinking of
Park,
an airplane?
To be honest.
All right, I'll fact check that.
Anyway.
For the Instagram story post.
Well, he ended up disappearing months before his mission. He was gonna ride into this bitch into the, like, Antarctic portal, supposedly, barefoot. Pregnant, barefoot, and then no clothes on, like no coat or anything. And people were asking him, like, sis, why don't you just wear a coat? And he was like, because I'm already protected. I've already been protected once. They're not going to let that, they're not going to let me go down like that. They're just going to send me through.
To the
underworld? I trust them. Like, yeah, I know them. I trust them. They're just going to send a girl through. So okay. He didn't even get to do that, though, because he disappeared months before, but they were kind of vague about that in the podcast.
He just disappeared?
Yeah. People don't know if he... Some people say because he was sponsored by something. Some governmental thing was sponsoring him to do this. So some people think that he just got paid and dipped without doing it. Some people think that he went to go do it sooner and nobody knows.
What if he's some like in witness protection?
Maybe. Some people think that the FBI, like, murked him because they got what they needed out of him.
Why would... Okay.
Because he, like, found out the secret of the universe, apparently. Some people think he was just whacked out, like, schizophrenic style. And
no,
just
I don't believe
dipped.
That. I don't believe that. I think he was... I think he did know the secrets of the universe.
Well, there's the other story, too, about the... It's a near death for me, like... People that go through near-death experiences come out a little bit wigged out sometimes. In a good way, bad way, who knows?
I just... Call me a conspiracy theorist because I believe him. I believe every word of it.
That was actually the most convincing. And I know at times, like, listening to that podcast... By the way, what is that thing called? I think it's just called... I can't talk. I don't like dish. I think it's just called conspiracy theories. I literally
the podcast,
I searched an Apple podcast like Hollow Earth Theory, and honestly, it was a yellow cover, and I liked the cover, so I clicked on it. And it was a two-parter, so I was like, yes, they're gonna deep dive.
Yeah.
So I did like a semi-deep dive into this shit. It got really deep, though.
I need
like
to finish
the oceans underground deep.
It's the oceans underground for me. How can you tell me that we have these oceans underground that are three times the size of our fucking oceans that we've never explored? So first of all, there could be a whole underworld in the ocean under the world.
And hello, ancient aliens, astronaut theorists. They're always talking about underground aliens, water aliens.
Look.
Underground water aliens for me.
How do we know? Like, how can we know? And then...
Did
on
you listen to
that
shit about the crystals?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god. What? The crystals were refracting the water.
Fracking?
Refracting the, like,
the
I
light?
I can't. I'm gonna have to take a break and look
no,
at
it. We can't. We don't have
no,
to.
No, I don't want to. Just keep
okay.
going.
Okay, alright, fuck it.
It gets complicated.
Fracking, I'll look it up.
refracting. People think that there's like they're blocking the portals like from the ocean to there's wormholes. Okay,
let's talk passages. About wormholes.
There's passages where the veil is thin. You can just get through, kind of like Bermuda, but it's that gets weird sometimes.
Guys, oh my god, we're gonna talk about Bermuda Triangle and we're gonna talk about the Malaysian airplane.
Oh my gosh, the Malaysian I can't talk about tonight. I always can, but that shit is tricky.
It's the freaky voicemail for me.
I know.
It freaks me the fuck. It freaks me out. It's a freaky voicemail. Freakier for me.
Well, time out. What about the lizard people and the dinosaurs underground?
I didn't get to that part.
You didn't hear about that? The lizard people? The lizard. Like, that's like Illuminati shit.
What are you talking about, though? I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but...
Oh, well, it's a theory. A different version of this story of the Earth being hollow is that down there, there's also dinosaurs and lizard people.
Why?
And the lizard people creep up into our realm because they can, and they're the sociopaths and the Rudy Giuliani people.
There is so much space under the Earth. Like, why wouldn't
you? Oh, my God. And then, what about the cosmic egg? There's also a theory that we... Excuse me, I burped, but that we're living, this is fucked up. This is where my head started getting twisted, but we are actually living on the inside part.
Oh my God.
And the other world is on the outside.
No, we're too fucked
and
up
that
to be on the
sun is in the middle. It's like an egg yolk.
Nope.
I didn't believe that one that much. For me. That was like the 1800s cult theory.
The people that live on the inside are fucking beautiful people. I just know it.
You think so?
They're not
corrupt. You think like the giants in our world have, like, just crept up from, you know, the underworld?
The giants, like, people, like football players.
Like, I watched the episode of Noisy today. Have you seen the Lagos one with WizKid?
Mm-mm.
It's in Africa. That guy, the tallest Nigerian.
Mm-mm.
He was 7'4".
Oh, people like that. Like,
and his voice is like, it's like so deep. Like, I was not even doing any justice. It was way lower than that. It was like, but I looked him up. He's a real deal. Tallest man in Nigeria.
So you think he came from underneath?
I don't want to say that for real.
Why? Like, why? Why?
I'm just saying, yeah, there are people out there in this world that are 7'4". They're rare, but maybe they're ancestors of a little closer to the people below. They also said there's like a ton of different types of like species within our species. It's so complicated.
Species within our
like
species?
Like the Anunnaki people. Like, what the fuck? Like, there's like this higher realm of people basically living below us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're better than us.
Yeah.
Like, they're higher, like, in rank. They're higher in appearance. They're higher in energies and vibes.
They're beating us.
They're smarter than us.
They don't really fuck with us.
Good.
But they got freaked out about those,
Look at us.
They did get freaked out about those couple natural disasters a couple years ago. The tsunami. The tsunamis. That's when they started checking in because they were like, girls,
what's
going on up here?
Guys, go to bed. What are you doing
and
upstairs?
And that's when the activity kind of revved up again. That you always hear about that shit in Arizona.
Is that why the hurricanes are so crazy this year?
Well, the magnetic poles theory does say that the weather is, the weather is altered by what the poles are doing, but...
Were there like 50-11 hurricanes?
It also said, though, guys and girls and friends beyond the binary, it says that the last polar shift we've had, or whatever you call it, magnetic shift.
Was the Ice Age?
No. 746,000 years ago, bitch. That's less than a million. It might have even just been 740,000. It's a 740... Who am I? It's 7:40. I wish it's 7:40. She's talking to Diane Sawyer.
Whitney Houston?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember
when
that
she's
part.
She's like, I don't remember what the number was. They were like exchanging like the receipts. She asked for the receipts. Uh-huh. And Diane, whatever, was like, well, $740,000 in cocaine or whatever, and she's like, 740? 740, please. I wish. But no, I just feel like that.
Seven hundred and forty thousand years
instead of 500 million. Just look up the timelines. I'm jacked up with the timelines. The 740 take is that we're nowhere near a magnetic shift. And then some people think that it's way more subtle. It's not going to be like an instantaneous, like we're all cooked type of thing.
I think it's subtle too. I mean, it's already starting it's to already, fuck up.
When they were first talking about it, I was instantaneously like, I mean, duh, climate change. Like, they're talking about like a flood type of situation again. And hello, climate change, California
on sinking, fire.
On fire and sinking and earthquakes. Hypnotic tectonic plates.
Is a good drink to make.
The plates. It's the plates. They're happening and popping off down there. They shift. They do shift.
They shift.
And there's one right over California.
California's fucked at this point. They need to go under the earth. We need to figure out a way to. This is what I'm thinking.
Well, Charles Manson was telling them that years ago.
If Joe Biden ever listens to this, I think that what he should start focusing on as president
is the cavern people. No.
Is, oh my god. Hold on. I have something to tell you, but hold on. I think he should invest our money into finding out how to get deeper than 8 miles below the fucking earth, so that we can find these hollow people and move in with them.
Oh, like, we need to start
investing, like,
we can hit them up telepathically, though.
Well, I think we should. But cavern people, are you aware of all the caves?
Yes.
Our cave systems?
Yes.
How many caves there are in this bitch, in this country?
More than we ever knew.
More than we ever knew.
In underground water world caves.
Have you seen the map of people that have gone missing?
Yes.
Compared to the cave map? It's like the same pattern?
Yes. Do you believe in ley lines? Who's to say that people
aren't living in the fucking pipes, in the fucking caverns?
There's a tunnel world, tunnel people.
I also believe in tunnel people, yeah.
Me too, fully.
And that scares me a little, that scares me more than under the earth people. Tunnel people scares me more than hollow earth people.
Why?
Because think about it, tunnel people that live in the fucking dark. Have you ever seen that movie, Us?
No.
The movie that came out after Get Out?
No.
Okay, well, I don't want to spoil it for you guys. Don't. But there's tunnels involved.
Do not.
The
tunnel people in the New York City subway system.
Just the idea of tunnel people, like, living under us, like, I don't want to say too much because you guys need to watch that
movie. What are you getting at?
You guys got to watch that movie.
I'm saying there's tunnels to all other realms. Duh.
I think that the tunnels.
I don't know how to navigate them. Nor am I trying to.
No, I'm not.
But they're there. They're in caverns, they're in caves, they're in tunnels, they're in fucking wormholes in the middle of the ocean.
Oh my god.
They're just out there, y'all. But that's my humble opinion.
What's the point of everything?
It's my opinion. I'm really not trying to enter that shit. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, that's what I got out of the hollow earth. I don't know about the alligator lizard people, but
I don't know about the lizard people.
That's the part that made my head hurt a little bit, so I had to listen to the read and get my mind off of things, because that one kind of.
I think we need to go through.
I need to revisit.
I think we need to go through it.
I do, but I was trying to do it before, like I was like on my way to pick you up, so I wanted to finish the podcast that I was listening to, but I didn't want to, like, my brain was hurting. I needed to, like, regenerate.
I feel like we need to start questioning our existence, because if there's people under the earth, then what are we doing here? I hate it here.
I hate it here. That Wilco song. I don't know if we should be focusing on them right now. We have a new president. I think
we need to start focusing on
them. And a new vice president. I think we need to focus on the here and now.
Because this... I'm trying to tell you, though. I feel like I'm a real conspiracy theorist.
Are you?
Now.
But you're
this
not trying to astral project. Oh my god, I was going to tell you about this, though.
What?
This girl that I used to talk to all the time that said that she astral projected.
Okay.
I can't believe I didn't tell you this. She has a really good real name too, but I can't.
What is it like?
Celeste. It's the best. I'll call her Celeste, but I'll tell you her name. You'll laugh. All right, let's call her Celeste. She lived in the same apartment complex as I was, like, not living in, but staying a lot, like, fucking 5 days a week during the summer. And I used to go to the pool, and there's a big ass, like a podium, like a pandemonium. I do like how Rita's calling the pandemic the panorama now.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was like a podium. It's like a pool that we had like the quad. Like, there's like just like social spaces that we like interacted. And she had a dog. She had a chihuahua. The podium.
You're trying to say the quad? What fucking podium? Is not what I was thinking you were going with this. A fucking podium is what you stand at and talk to people. Wow.
No, I was quoting Dad's friend, the pandemonium guy.
Oh, I thought you were being serious.
No, I was not. I went to see the pool.
Oh my god.
I would see her
I'm
at
so
the pool
now.
And she had a chihuahua. But dude, we started talking about trippy shit because she would read me. She would look at me all funky. At first, I just thought she was like maybe going through it, maybe spiritual, yeah. Maybe a little paranoid, you know? Like, she would get on these things and go on these rants, but they were actually very smart. But she talked about the same things a lot, that dealt with, like things, like, related to the government. So, like, that kind of threw me off a little bit. But she would also, like, wig out and be fucking funny and cool as shit sometimes. So one of these days, she was fucking funny and cool as shit. I ran into her. I always ran into her. I ran into her in the parking lot. I was getting there, and I was coming in with my dog, and she was coming out, and she had these big, cool sunglasses on, and it was, like, summertime. She was, like, summered out. Like, she was, like, we were both, like, in summer. We looked like little popsicles. Like, we were in summer gear. But she had these, like, big, trippy sunglasses on, and they were, like, slipping down off her nose, and she caught me, like, there was, like, a code. Like, you had, like, hit that code before you walk in. We like called each other there, and she was like talking to me and laughing and shit, and then she's like, sorry, oh my god, I know that my sunglasses keep sliding down my head. I've been astral projecting. I've been in other places like today. I just got back actually, and for whatever reason, like, man, these sunglasses keep coming back with me, and they're too big in this world, but they're not too big when I project. Like, she was, like, having a full conversation with me about her sunglasses that she just brought through the wormhole with
her. So she was on drugs?
No, I think she was really astral projecting.
You really think she was for real?
Yes.
She wasn't out of it?
I talked to her a fuck ton all the time. I always ran into her every time I was
talking
to
her. She was just being, like, for real?
Yes, she was just free-flowing.
They're just too big for her here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it.
At that point, her and I had already clocked, like, probably 30 hours of talking. Like, it got to the point where sometimes her energy was, like, her energy was, like, too much for me. Like, I would, like, see her out there with her dog, and I'd be like, all right, I have to wait until she goes in because I can't have that conversation right now. It's too much. She got
so
on
weird.
She was big on conspiracy theories.
All right, look.
But she was also like a Russian spy. She was like, she was so many things.
Everything you say keeps getting... This is the only conspiracy I believe in. The Hollow Earth conspiracy.
You do believe?
I fully believe in it. All
right.
And I want to explore more. I want Joe Biden to start doing the work. I want him to start getting
We have to deal with our pandemic first.
If we just go to the underworld, bro, like, it'll just
We're
be
not going
better.
Right now.
We gotta start getting a plan together. Nobody has a plan. As which bitch would say... Saving money is not a plan.
We have to get through right now.
If the world is ending,
the world is
we gotta start figuring out now.
Well, he's gonna
how
take control
gonna
of
there.
Climate change.
All right, but I'm just saying.
And the pandemic.
We only have so much time.
What's the use?
We only have so much time to fucking figure out how to go further than 8 miles down and eat mom's spaghetti.
I think it's so funny that his mom's spaghetti down there.
They said that they cook mom's spaghetti down there.
8 miles in, that's where the stopping point. That's where
you
get the mom's spaghetti
and
it's like, go back.
Mom's spaghetti and you throw up on yourself.
Okay, you're in the 8 miles and go back.
But anyways, man.
Ay, ay, ay.
Are we done?
What else do we have to say?
I don't know. I have to pee really
bad. I really had something to talk about, but I don't remember now, so. The cult. Yeah.
Waco?
The Waco. We don't have to, though. We'll be back. I fooled you, didn't I?
We can just end this.
Hey, what movie is that?
Fooled you, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me. Say it again.
Fooled you. Fooled you, didn't I?
Fucking. I'm gonna guess out a few things. Don't tell me. Fooled you, didn't I? Oh, is that. What's the thing? Fooled you, didn't. The Sandlot?
Fooled you, no.
No, not the Sandlot. Willy Wonka?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I meant to say.
Charlie.
Yeah.
And then she's like, cheer up, Charlie. He like faked him out. He told him that he had a golden ticket and he was like, fooled you, didn't I? Charlie's really sad.
Oh, sure. That song that she used to sing in that movie.
I hated that.
I hated it as a
kid. I hated her wig. I hated that song.
I grew to like it the older I got.
Her wig? No, song. I grew to appreciate her wig.
And the song.
And the song, actually. It's just very boring.
It's like when I used to watch Grease when I was little. What's her name? The
Rizzo? The Butch? Were you really about to say that? Oh my god, just because she had short hair. She did give off big dick energy, yeah,
for she real. Did. When she used to sing that fucking song, I'd be like, shut
when
up.
When she's holding shut those up. Books.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Show me Sandy. Shut up.
But what she was saying bitch. Really
no,
hit.
No, now can that song is that if we song? End this podcast.
How does it go? I don't remember.
Hold on. Don't sing it. I'm just a fucking slaughter too.
Oh my god. Da-da-da.
Sometimes I in their face and I slap them.
On the face? I just want you to know nope. I'm not the girl you used to.
No, we're thinking of different songs.
No, when she's up against the lockers and she's got those books in her hands.
They
and
she's, say I'm no good.
What the I'm not classy.
I'm not classy.
Good.
I'm not singing.
I don't cheat and I don't lie.
Oh my god.
But yeah. I admit that I do cry.
Oh my god. I'm
and
crying.
That's just something I have to do.
I don't know if
I But there right. are worse things I can do.
Yeah, than be a hooker.
There are worse things I could do.
That's I like that song it. Now. I really love it.
I love it when she says, I don't cheat and I don't lie. I can't sing like her.
I can't relate, but I love it.
I can relate.
Can we
listen
lie.
To that song real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, we listened to it. Rizzo. Not Lizzo. Rizzo. Not the butch bitch. Rizzo.
Well, she is a butch bitch.
I don't know. I know why you say that, actually. But she is. She's really not. She has
a different energy about her.
She does have that energy. But anyway, from Grease, Rizzo's fucking song, There Are Worse Things I Could Do.
First of all, hold on. We said we were leaving, so obviously we lied.
We were talking about that right before we left, so we're back to talk about this. I don't steal and I don't lie.
I do.
But I can feel and I can cry.
She looks
but
like
a that's young. A fact I bet you never knew, but to cry in front of you, that's the worst thing I
it's
can do.
It's the lyrics for me.
It's the lyrics for me. She does look 45.
Yeah, she's 45, first of all.
It's okay. Like, you just accept
that's why I think
experience.
I hated it as a kid, because it's like, first of all, what are you bitching about?
Cha-Cha's like 52.
Oh
it's
my
okay.
god. Yeah, you're all like 64.
Her boyfriend's like 64.
You
it's
guys
fine.
Have the worst skin I've ever seen, but you're in high school.
It's fine.
Like,
what you do just we... accept that dream reality, and then you can move on.
Once you accept it, it's a really good movie.
It really is.
Once you
I identify
it,
with Rizzo.
39
mm-hmm.
plus. They range between the ages of 39 to like 64.
Danny Zuko is hot though still.
Yeah.
And so is
not
Sandra.
Still, I would say still.
I mean in that movie he
oh,
is.
Oh yeah, not today.
In that movie his eyes.
Oh in that movie?
Dazzling.
Yeah, beautiful baby. In that movie with what's her name?
Chef.
His chef?
His chef Glenn.
Glenn. Are you trying to say cleft chin?
Yeah. I get a little bit of Lexus when I'm drinking.
I love
butt chin. His cleft chin is Jeff Glenn.
Yeah.
It is so handsome to me. I don't know why. Have you ever seen Urban Cowboy?
I haven't.
Is that
That was, I don't like that noise, and I didn't like that at all, and it was not Leroy.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Guys.
I don't think she's right.
It wasn't. It came from over there.
Okay. Well, go the fuck away.
Go the fuck away. We're trying to have fun.
Girls.
All right. Anyways, Danny Zuko, hot.
Hot. Urban Cowboy, even though they had a fucked up toxic relationship, hot. His face was hot.
Have you seen the one with Christy Alley?
Yes. It's like my favorite movie in the entire world.
What is it called? Look Who's Talking or
Look
something?
Look Who's Talking. There's a three, it's a three-parter.
That is a good movie.
Look
I used to
Who's
love
Talking, the
movie.
First one is so good. I watched it like out the yin yang.
I think he is so cute in that movie.
Me too.
Like,
I love that movie, man. I can't get enough of that movie.
I can't either. We should watch it.
Let's watch it.
That's too bad that she went to Scientology.
Oh, is she still there?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
She likes Trump a lot, too.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, that's going to suck because we can't support her. But
no, we can't. That movie is so
good. Whoa, Travolta is too, though.
What? Scientology?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wow. I still want to watch that movie, but we will
You know
not.
Who else is? Hyde from That 70s Show.
Not Hyde.
He's also like a rapist.
What?
Yeah, look it up.
Yikes.
He's not, it's not looking good for him.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, can Hyde. You leave? Like, your favorite ever is not your favorite ever.
He wasn't my favorite ever on that show, but I did like him.
I liked his t-shirts a lot.
Yeah, I liked his t-shirts.
Like, where do they find those t-shirts?
That could be our new gig. I'm not gonna say it.
Alright.
I got you on that.
Okay, well.
Alright, we can go, I guess, now for real. Oh, I was gonna bring up, we didn't get into like the conspiracy theory number three for the concave earth instead of hollow. But if y'all actually like to listen to this shit, then I will get into that next episode because that's where my true crime fucking shit came up. Today, the Koresh, the Waco.
Yeah.
There's a weird conspiracy theory that the world is concave, and the dude changed his name to Koresh, which reminded me of David Koresh, which reminded me of Waco.
It reminds me of
crime.
Caress.
the soap?
No, like, stroke man.
Like, stroking?
Like, the word, yeah.
Caress me down?
Yeah.
I like that song. Not the Sublime version.
What's that? Whose song is that?
The original. I don't fucking know.
I think I only know the Sublime version.
What?
I have so much to
do. All right, we'll go listen to more music. We love you. Oh my gosh, we also have tarot cards. I kind of want to pull.
Are we saying goodbye this time now?
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye.
All right.
Never can say goodbye.
Listen to our podcast and... Listen to our... fucking podcast and go subscribe on Instagram or follow us.
DM us your shit. Tell us if you like it or nah. Tell us if you want to learn about tunnel people more.
Give us a rating and review. It really helps
us. Concave Earth, what's up with her?
Yeah.
DM us your thoughts.
We're going to talk about the Mandela effect.
We will read them, really. We will read them.
We will read them.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the... just like the tip of the iceberg. The bird people. The,
oh my God.
Mandela... well, I took notes. Desperado. Old cell phones versus new cell phones.
Oh my God, the glass. The illegal glass.
I didn't even hear that from you.
Write that down. Illegal glass.
Illegal glass? Okay, I have to go if I'm going to write.
All right, goodbye, guys. We're going to get out of here.
We are inspired. Goodbye. I love you.